For the people of Thamud, we selected their brother Salah, who said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but Him. Now a clear proof has come to you from your Rabb. Here is Allah's she-camel as a sign for you. Therefore, leave her alone to pasture on Allah's land and do not touch her with bad intentions, lest you incur a painful punishment. Remember how you were made the heirs of Ad and settled in the land, capable of building mansions in the valleys and carving out homes in the mountains. Therefore, remember the favors of Allah and do not spread mischief in the land. The arrogant leaders from his nation asked the oppressed among them and who believed, Do you really believe that Salah is a Rasul from his Rabb? They replied, We do indeed believe in the revelation which has been sent. The arrogant who considered themselves superior said, We deny all that you believe in. Then they hamstrung the she-camel, defied the commandment of their Rabb, and challenged Salah, saying, Bring down the scourge you have threatened us with, if you are truly one of the Rasuls. Thereupon, an earthquake overtook them, and they became lifeless bodies in their homes with their faces down. Salah left them, saying, O my people, I did indeed convey to you the message of my Rabb and gave you good advice, but you did not love the good advisers. We also selected Lut, who said to his people, Will you do such indecent acts as no one else in the world has committed before you? You satisfy your lust with men instead of women. Indeed, you are a nation who has transgressed beyond bounds. His people had no answer but to say, Drive them out of your town. They pose to be very pious. So we saved him and his family, except his wife, who was one of those who lagged behind. We let loose rain of brimstone, and every one of them was killed. See what was the outcome for such criminals.